Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Do you ever take a risk? Do something beyond your comfort zone? Many years ago, I was camping in Yosemite Valley with friends. One day, we came to a steep trail that led to a waterfall. Clearly posted at the beginning of the trail was a sign that read, "Enter at your own risk." To read a sign like that gives someone like me a moment of pause. I don't like scary movies or heights. But on that beautiful day in Yosemite Valley, I knew I needed to risk and go beyond my comfort zone if I was going to see that waterfall I had heard so much about. So adrenaline kicked in, and off I went, right past the "Enter at your own risk" sign. But pretty soon I realized the sign meant business. The climb felt vertical at times, and there was no way I wanted to look down. Even though the trail had grooved steps, for me it was terrifying as I climbed higher and higher. Finally, I arrived at the top and carefully walked over to my destination, the waterfall. It was magnificent, and I didn't rush looking at it because, first of all, I needed my heart rate to slow down, and secondly, I wanted that awesome view to go right into my soul. But after a while, I knew it was time to descend. The descent was almost as difficult as the climb because of the extreme angle of the trail. But with steady, slow steps, I made it down, even though some of my descent was literally moving from step to step on my behind. At the base of the trail, I experienced that rewarding rush of accomplishment. I had risked, overcome my fear, and succeeded in what I had set out to do. In October of 2012, the Detroit police made flyers delivered by 400 off-duty police officers that read, "Enter Detroit at your own risk." They passed out these flyers to all the tourists that were arriving for the division baseball series between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland A's. The flyer went on to describe Detroit as America's most violent city and that the police force was grossly understaffed. Fans, of course, risked and entered the city and the stadium anyway. They wanted to watch that baseball series, even though they had been warned that there were not enough police to guarantee protection. An "Enter at your own risk" sign doesn't usually stop us from going forward. What the sign is saying is, go ahead and enter, but it's dangerous, and you are personally liable for anything that happens after you enter. Consider yourself warned. Jesus was warned of danger in this gospel. Some Pharisees made it clear that Herod was out to get him. It almost sounded like they didn't want to be held liable if Jesus was harmed. But Jesus not only did not heed their warning, he shot back, warning them that he would not be dissuaded with what he felt called to do. Jesus was willing to risk it all, even his life, because he focused on his mission, the people right in front of him. It was more important for Jesus to heal and cure those who needed him than to worry about his safety. In this gospel, we hear the depth of his passionate care. We hear anguish, yet tender love for the sacred but dangerous city of Jerusalem. Jesus cried out, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills prophets and stones those sent to it." Jesus looked beyond danger. Look beyond the enter at your own risk signs of the Pharisees and focused on his mission. He went toward the unsafe city of Jerusalem, propelled by compassion, declaring, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." This metaphor describes the vulnerability and strength of Jesus' love. If you have ever loved someone you could not fully protect, then you can begin to understand the depth of Jesus' lament. Like a hen, Jesus wanted to open his arms and protect the weak. Open arms is a vulnerable, welcoming posture. It was Jesus' final posture on the cross. In the end, we know the fox won. But it is the open arms of Jesus, like a mother hen, that has become for us the sign of victory. Yet it is hard to judge victory when someone sacrifices themselves. Choosing to risk seems to always include a price. Security or safety is left behind. There are some in our society who feel called to risk their lives for others. Some even make it a career, a mission. Firefighters, policemen, and paramedics might come to mind when you think of people who walk into danger to save others or are first responders. Some policemen were interviewed a while back, and they said they go into every situation, even seemingly innocuous ones, never knowing what to expect, and always having to be prepared, to be expecting danger, yet they still go in. Jesus knew how dangerous the path of service he walked, but he dared to go forward and would not back down. Firefighters did not back down from going into the World Trade Center, those towering, burning buildings on 9/11. To this day, when we think of 9/11, we think of men and women who were first responders, who went into danger to try to save others. So when I think of first responders, I therefore think of firemen, policemen, and paramedics. But there are others who are first responders too. Others who risk even their lives when the truth needs to be told. Martin Luther King Jr. was willing to risk his life to speak about the truth of equality. Jesus took risks to fulfill his mission. Do you ever take a risk? Do you ever do something beyond your comfort zone? Lent can be a time to examine if you have been playing it safe, if you have ignored an invitation, a nudge in your heart to step out of your comfort zone. taking a risk might not mean entering a dangerous situation, but it might mean looking up and seeing that before you is a path that actually invites you to stretch and trust God a little more. Lent can be a time to deliberately choose to look around, to notice if you have been blind and need to see yourself in a new way. This Lent might be just the time to try something that stirred your heart, but for some reason you have never taken the next step. Maybe it is going down to St. Luke's when we take our turn to feed the homeless in Long Beach. But sometimes, taking a risk is as simple as reaching out to someone you don't know at coffee hour. Sometimes we don't even realize that we have stopped risking. What are the enter at your own risk signs that you need to walk beyond? When we take a step in faith, we are not taking that step alone. The Spirit of Jesus takes that step with us. Grace is taking a step, and God is there for the shift to support you as you climb. Jesus risked. He invited his followers to risk, to follow him in the adventure of love. You are following that call as a parent, a spouse, a friend, every time you reach out and love another. Jesus is a witness to a life of a first responder, built completely on trust in God. He went into the unsafe places of human reality to rescue, to bring life. How is God calling you to risk? Ask God for the strength to venture and to dare to love a little more. Do something beyond your comfort zone. Jesus is your strength. Breathe in his name and go forward. Amen.